Okay. No, I had I had grandbabies, and I did not get to participate in that one. Now, I thought you were talking about the field day.
I did a little bit of field day, but I didn't even bother to turn in a log. I just logged for myself.
So how did you do with the, how many contacts did you have on the FTA?
Around, I want to say 700 maybe.
You smoked it.
Under 6,000 points, I want to say. It's been a little while since I've looked at it, but like I said, all the results, the raw scores are available online already.
Well, like I said, it sounds to me like you smoked it. Well, so where in North Carolina are you? Did you say Charlotte?
That's correct. I live on Mountain Island Lake in Charlotte. It's the drinking reservoir.
Okay, okay. Well, yeah, I've got a cousin that lives over Mint Hill. Does that sound right?
I know Mint Hill.
Yeah, he lives over that way. And, matter of fact, they just bought a place on a little tiny home on one of the lakes about, I think it's halfway between Charlotte and Greensboro.
Maybe.
That does sound familiar, yes.
Dead stop on 85 at exit 1.
KN4 VWA. Oh, my. Well, have you checked your Google?
No, sir.
Let me check it for you real quick.
I have that station on Simplex, KN4CHY. 4CRE.
For Charlie, HY Hotel Yankee?
No, this is Kilo 4 Tango Romeo Mike. Yeah, I was told about the frequency in the Monday 9 o'clock net, and I was seeing if I could get into it with couldn't get into it with 50, so I switched over to a Kenwood. It does 100, so it looks like I'm making it with 100.
KK1LL?
Probably make it with 50, but I couldn't bring the repeater up. Y'all wasn't hearing me, so I decided I'd turn it up to 100, and I believe it's making it. So just wanted to see if I could get into the repeater, so appreciate you coming back and letting me know. Name's Terry Mack. They call me Mack. And Terry's fine, he won. I just thought I'd see if I could get into it Monday. 7-3s, Kilo 4, Tango, Romeo, Mike, be clear and going back to the local repeater.
7-3.
Yeah, that net is every night at 9 o'clock, so try to jump in there tonight. And Brad, you're going to be about 2 miles of really close to dead stop. And then about another 2 miles of slowdown.
I appreciate the heads up. Is it just people looking at the water, I guess?
Right there at the lake.
I'm getting there. I figure as soon as I get up where I can see the water, I'll slow down about a half a mile an hour and just stare at it real hard. Maybe come to a stop for a second or two, and then I'll creep away real slow.
That'll create a little bit of following distance right in front of you, make it a little safer.
Times, just for good measure.
For grins and giggles.
The station on 85, you did have it right. The other station jumped in right after I did. I've got you on Simplex, not real strong right now, but probably get you better as you get up towards Highway 24 there, I think it's exit 8.
7 miles away, sir, and I got you in the log. Thanks for coming back at me. I don't know if you heard me talking earlier, but I've been driving from Texas. I'm going to see how many amateurs I can get in my log.
Good. Name here is Keith. I'm up in Seneca, about midway between Seneca and Townville, so I'm not too far from the exit there at Highway 24. And the call sign was Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee. You had it right.
Good, you're number 18 in my log.
Comment. KN4 KWA, Charles in Asheville. The 2-meter is working really good today. You guys are coming and booming up here.
Good. That is great. And, Keith, did you saw where they picked up that tongue mount, right?
I think I've talked to you in a while, Steve. How you doing?
Well, I've been grandbabying it, man. I tell you what, I got grandbabies coming in and out just like a shift. You know, when you're retired, all of a sudden you become the family step and fetch.
Ain't got nothing else to do, I guess. And that Asheville station, you are booming in down here too. You're real close to full quieting. Sounds really good.
Asheville, jump back in there when you get a chance, guy. Hey, you really did sound good. That was good and clean, full quieting. And Brad, I hate to say it, but I think you're going to encounter all kind of slowdowns today on the way back into Charlotte. Is Charlotte your final destination?
It is, it is. I got about 2.5 hours left here unless they stop me again. It's been grueling. I had a big stop in front of Talladega Super Speedway, too.
Second 85 for you on up in towards towards Charlotte. So give me a second off. It looks okay after the state line there.
Did you?
How long you been on 85? I go to Louisiana quite a bit, and I get on 85 here. I'm just not far off exit 1 myself. And I go all the way down to Montgomery and then take 65 to Mobile.
I ran, what did I run? I think I was on 20, I did 20 all the way over to 85.
Yeah, I hadn't taken that drive yet. Probably not bad. I tell you, that stretch of 65 down through Alabama, there ain't much along in there, so you better have some gas.
Anniston and then the border town. What is that border town? Not Tacoa. I can't think of the name of it.
Palaika, Phoenix City, that area.
All them Indian names. Hookaluka, Pupaluku, Dukaluku, Lakalakalaka.
I had a stepfather that worked in Opelika. There used to be a big Uniroyal tire plant there. I don't know if they're still running or not. I hadn't been through there. I've been by it, but I hadn't been through where the plant was anymore.
Hallelujah.
It looks like you've got clear sailing all the way back up to the state line with North Carolina. I was not able to look on past there right at the moment because of traffic on my end. But now there is a major slowdown right now at exit 54 on the southbound side, not the north. For right now, if you can get up there and scoot through there, you got clear sailing. Also, up around Gastonia, you've got major stuff going on the southbound side there. So really the only thing you got to be careful of is some nitwit doing the rubberneck thing.
Appreciate the Skycopter there. Quick phone call, guys. I'll be right back with you. KK1LM.
I hadn't heard you on here real clear here recently. What have you done to your radio? It's sounding great.
Doubled with you. I got to thinking about it one day, and I've got a Kinect System CS800D, and it's supposed to be pin compatible with Kenwood mics. You can run a Kenwood desk mic on the CS800D, so I pulled the mic off of it and plugged it into the Kenwood here. But Dave, W4DJW, and I discovered that the DTMF does not work on it.
Okay. Wow. When I was it causing you some problems?
The low audio, that's the only problem I had with it, and everybody was complaining about it, and I couldn't figure out what to do with it. And one day, just on a hunch, I was talking to Dave and unplugged the mic and plugged it back in hot, and he said that was much better, so I kind of figured it was a mic problem, and then it was probably a week or two later I thought about this mic being able to work, but I'm going to take it into our IT guy. He's got he's got the equipment to do RJ45 connectors. I'm going to see about putting a new connector on it.
Okay, all right. Well, hopefully you don't have an issue with the female end. That's usually not the case. Those are usually pretty solid. Well, but hey, it certainly sounds good today. Good and clear, full quieting. You got great signal, man. Yeah, it's good.
Why, thank you, sir. In fact, let me knock the power down and get it off of high power and see if I still get in. CHY on low power.
Now, I picked up just a little bit of rain shower in the background, but you're still solid. Completely readable. Sounds fine. What was that power level you just knocked it down to?
Power, I think it's 5 watts. This is medium power, which I think is 10.
Okay, what kind of radio is it? Position that it's low, medium, and high?
You know, it's a TM-D700. That's a mobile radio, so I think it tops out at 50.
Likely you're going to be somewhere around either 5 or 10. And more than likely 10, 25, and 50. What Kenwood usually does is 50%. And 50% of high at 50 would be 25, and 50% of that would be around 10 to 12.
Yeah, I hadn't looked at the manual in a long time, so let me go get my Remarkable. I've got the manual on my Remarkable, so I'll check and see, verify what it is.
Back up yet, have you?
All medium.
Man, you're fine. Fine and dandy. So, yep, I can just barely hear it. I can still hear just a little eggs frying in the background. But beyond that, man, it's just clean.
I've been wanting to get it off of high anyway, so no need to work the finals as hard as they can go. So, yeah, I'll probably stick with this unless somebody really complains about it.
Is anybody complaining about what you've got going right there? It's fine.
Yeah, and everybody I've talked to since I put this mic on there is like, man, your audio is great now.
Hear it with the other situation. I hadn't heard you on there in a while. Of course, I haven't been on for a while, and man, I tell you what, I've been changing vehicles and watching grandkids and doing a bunch of stuff and trying to clean out my building. Gee whiz, I feel like a one-legged man in an alligator pit, but I'm getting her done, son. In the last 2 days, I've had off, and I'm just taking it easy. Matter of fact, I rode over to Clemson today. I was almost over in your neck of the woods. I ran over here to the SCDNR Marine facility and got a sticker registration thing situated and straightened out with them. I paid my fee last year online, and they did not send me my sticker. So I paid it this year, and they had record of me paying it last year, but they never got it. So, and there was 3 people in line ahead of me. It was the same thing. So anyhow, I got a receipt that I can take my boat out and go do my thing on the lake again. And anyhow, I was over there doing the thing over there today. Just a nice little ride.
Not sure where the DNR office is over that way. Yeah, where about is it?
Down there on the lake. Do you know the old Stone Church Road? Stone Church Road, and go out there behind Clemson, and you're going to get out there to Cherry Road. You know Cherry Road?
So I take that route, Old Stone Church, Cherry, coming back to the house from Anderson.
Well, you go right down there to the end of Cherry Road, and there's a little peninsula down there, and they'll have signs up directing you right on out to the DNR out there. And it was funny. I got out there today, and they had some people in there. It was new hires, new recruits, and they were having mock court on those new recruits out there. And it was hilarious. They had a couple of people that had come in and were trying to, you know, show them what to do and all this and that and the other when the judge is having a problem with somebody that they're trying to adjudicate. One of those newbies kind of stood back and said, "Wait a minute, give me some help in here."
After that, I bet that was fun to watch. And I would imagine the stand-ins are employees too, so they probably give them a little extra grief when they do stuff like that.
Listen, I would imagine that's kind of a little bit, you know, it's 90% training and 10% hazing. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Well, Steve, I'm going to go in here and make me a sandwich real quick for lunch, and I'll be back in a few minutes. You going to be mobiling for a while?
Just pulled into the hacienda, and I'm going to go in here and, since my granddaughter's coming at 3 o'clock, and I got a buddy that's tripping, I got a 10-foot aluminum ramp that he wants to borrow, and I got to go down to my building and get that ramp out, and then I'm going to go up to the house and wait on him, and I'm going to do something I don't usually get to do. I'm going to inspect the inside of my eyelids.
That. Yeah, I don't get to do much of that on work days. Anyway, good to hear you again, and we'll catch you later. Have a good afternoon, and I'm sure we'll see you around here again. KN4CHY, I'll be standing by for a few minutes.
KN4CHY, always a pleasure to talk to you, Keith. I enjoyed it, and I appreciated the ride along, buddy. And Brad, are you still out there?
I am. Exit 19.
Oh, man, you're making good time now. That's good. Well, just watch out for the rubberneckers out there, brother. And I hope you have a safe trip back in. And you're coming to the end of it. So, both y'all, have a great day. 73's KN4VWA. Y'all can carry on.
73, sir. Thanks again.
Steve, Brad, I'll be right back. I'm going to go make me a sandwich for lunch. Be back in a few minutes.
We'll be here driving. KK1 LL.
UBG, W4DJW. Hey, Kevin.
Well, I'm starting early on your request the other night. I've done hit several different repeaters and gave them the Briars link to where they can check in the pre-check-in net thing. Or I gave them the echo link note and the call sign for the repeater for them to do it echo link for a lot of people up here, you know, between Blacksburg and Charlotte. So I'm hoping there's going to be a lot of people checking in.
Well, I know that's the push that you gave last time on the last Monday of the month. Yeah, that pushed us over the top. So when I heard they were going to do that again, I thought of you.
I got some people that is supposed to be checking in from Canada, whether they do or not. I've got there's 3 or 4 people from Canada that are going to be checking in. And there's several people that's going to be checking in from Texas.
must be mobile, because at the beginning of that you were very clear, but at the end of that you were hardly readable. Are you mobile somewhere now? And keep in mind, I might not be able to interpret your answer for where you are.
Highway 18 headed towards Hickory Grove, South Carolina, but which I'm headed back toward 85. I had to go to the fire department out here, and I'm topping some of these hills now, coming back up.
Okay, you're on top of the hill. I heard you had some EchoLink, and you got some pre-check-ins, and you got some, I thought I heard Texas and Canada in there. Was that right?
2 seconds, 3 seconds.
Okay, you're down in a valley again. I'll wait till you come back up.
WWZ mobile.
Hey Chandler, Kevin's in there too. He's hilltopping, so you may have to get in when he's at the top of the hill.
I don't think I've met Kevin yet. I just wanted to make sure decent calls before I put my call out there. I'll stand by. KO4WWZ.
I'm up here next to the racetrack right here off of Highway 18. I got a couple guys on 10 meters that down in Florida the other night. They should be a few plus.
Well, that's an impressive list. Hopefully, you're going to make it easy for them to hit 100. Hopefully, it'll work. Did you tell them every Monday in July? Yeah, you're getting hard to read. Chandler, are you able to copy Kevin any better than me? I'm not getting a lot.
I cannot. It sounds like he's a little down in the weeds. Maybe he has something blocking his line of sight to the repeater. If you don't mind me asking, you guys are talking about having all these people from these different states check into the repeater. Do you mean by RF or just EchoLink or both?
Well, any means necessary. They're trying to hit 100 every Monday for July, honoring K4SUG Ray. I don't know if you met Ray or not. He was net manager on this repeater for a long time, for many, many years. He was one of the originators of this repeater. So in his honor, they're trying to hit 100 check-ins every Monday during July.
I understand. Thank you very much. I'll definitely try to contribute to checking in myself to help with that. If you might need to spread the word to people, I'm on a ham radio group that's got hams all over the country. I can do that if you'd like me to.
Yeah, every little bit helps. Absolutely. W4DJW.
I'm going to contact Leroy and see if he can get me your EchoLink nodes, and you don't have to have a TL tone for this repeater, right?
No, no tone.
That I will do what I can to help. I done forgot the other guy's name. Who else is in here again? That's how bad my memory is.
Spread the word around out there. Anybody that's talking, you know, spread the word around, and hopefully everybody spread the word around, because usually Monday nights everybody's pretty busy. So it would really, really help to get the word on out there. That way everybody knows to be around the radio on Monday nights.
I'm just curious. Now, how are other states going to be able to hit the repeater on RF? I'm just curious as to how we could do that. That's pretty neat.
For people out there that can get a repeater RF, they can hit the repeater through the EchoLink node, or either they can go on the Prior's website and do the pre-check-in and their location. And that'll be just as good as RF, as long as everybody checks in.
almost sure the website. I know what it is. It's drars.cc. Am I right, Dave?
That's affirmative. Yep. They can use that to get to the pre-check-in URL.
And if they want to go onto that website and do it that way, or if they want to do an Echo Link note, the call sign, the repeater, and the Echo Link note, that way they can look it up. And make it pretty easy for them that way.
Okay, roger that. I actually have repeater look, so when I get to the house, that'll be one of the first things I make a point to do. Thank you, guys. I'll be out listening. I'm going to go ahead and finish my cigarette and get back to the house. We got to get off work early today.
K4CHY, I'm back.
You have a good one out that way, and Dave, I hear the other station calling that way. You don't think I didn't recognize you?
All right, and that is, and Chandler, that's Kevin that's on his way to work. And then that's Keith that just came in there, KM4CHY. Hey, Keith, how are you?
I've got some from Texas, supposed to be some from Florida, and I'm planning on trying to get on the Jacksonville, Florida repeater, because I was on when I was down here in St. Augustine, Florida, when I checked in with y'all. Echo Link, I'm going to try to get on that, spread the word around, and hopefully we'll hit that 100 mark. That's what I'm hoping for.
I doubled with you a little bit there, Kevin. Let me see if I got it. Yeah, I doubled with you a little bit. But do appreciate you getting rallying the troops to help get that number up. And KM4CHY, Keith is in there. Go ahead, Keith.
How y'all doing today? Yeah, that sounds great. I think they normally hit pretty close to 60 on Mondays, don't they, anyway?
Yeah, so it's only another 40 to 100. You're right.
Word out like that, it ought to go real well. And there was another station, I can't remember the call sign, KK1-something, Brad, he's mobile enough 85. Lost him. Go ahead, Dave.
Okay, I think Chandler signed out, and Kevin's about to hit where he's working. And I am editing some code, so I'm going to go back to trying to read a GPS directly on Raspberry Pi from its local host's port number. But anyway, Keith, you still sounding really good. I can't get over the difference. W4DJW.
W4DJW, KF4WWZ. I'm still here. I'm not signing out. I'm just putting the mic down so I can drive, but I'll still be able to talk.
Okay, sounds good. I'm going back to programming. W4DJW.
I'd let you know that, and the Blacksburg repeater, the 880 repeater up here in Blacksburg, I was on that a while ago, and I gave them guys the Breyer's website and the pre-net check-in and all that stuff, and the 1-9 Mount Mitchell repeater, I put it over to that repeater earlier, and the guy's going to send me an email for me to send, the thing that you sent to him. Put all the information into that too and send it to him. That way, people up in there can check in. If they can't do it RF, they can do it either computer or Echo Link. But I'll let you get back to your program in there. I just passed exit 95, rolling southbound down 85. Get it back to work, Greenville.
All right, Kevin, do appreciate it very much. That's some fantastic work. W4DJW.
Be
careful out there, and appreciate spreading the word around. Dave, have a good afternoon. Hope you have a successful run of coding. How you doing, Chandler?
All right, Keith, how about yourself?
Good here. Just sitting down a little bit for lunch break. Hoping to get the connector changed on this mic today, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to get it done. Supposed to be going to Savannah this weekend, so got all that fun to go. But about a week, I'll be in office again for a little while, so maybe I can get the connector changed on it, then we'll see.
Roger that.
We're bringing a new product line in. We acquired it, and kind of fits right along in our business. So they're pulling us in. We're going to be probably in office for about 3 months, and then they're they've talked about doing a rotation schedule. So I guess this was the kick in the pants. So they're going to, after we get everything settled with the new product line, they're going to start us on a rotation schedule, so I'll be periodically in and out again. Over.
Roger that. What do you do at the office, sir? I can't remember what you do for a living.
Title is process engineer, but I do more design work. We build industrial actuators, like air cylinders, hydraulic cylinders, that sort of thing. We've got other product lines too, rotary actuators and natural gas regulators, that sort of stuff. But the main products I focus on are the actuators. So yeah, we do a lot of custom stuff. So customer sends something in to us, and we need this corner lopped off, or you know, these special drills and taps, and that kind of thing. So that's mostly what I do.
Oh well. Well, have you ever done anything like that for a newer pipeline?
I used to work in petroleum out in Louisiana, but nothing on that large a scale. Used to work for a company that made mechanical seals for pumps, and another company we did a lot of work with Exxon, doing gaskets and stuff for big heat exchangers. So that's probably about the biggest stuff I've worked on over.
Roger that. How long have you been a ham operator, Keith? I don't know why I'm just forgetting everything.
In a second, somebody tried to get in, didn't quite make it. A little over 5 years. I was, I think it was like March or April of 17 when I got my ticket. I got my tech, and when I took the test, I missed the general by 3 questions, so I planned on going back the next session and getting my general, and they canceled that one. Or no, I canceled it because I was sick. So basically 2 months later, I went back and got my general, and I've been kind of itching here lately to go ahead and get extra.
Working on right now is my general, and then it's extra time, and then I won't have to worry about any of the things that I can't transmit on, because I'll be able to transmit on all of them.
And, you know, of course, general opens up a lot of stuff, too, going from tech, so definitely encourage you to get that. As you've seen from field day, yeah, gives you a lot more playground, over.
Roger that. Are you on the W4NYK Facebook group?
Don't believe so.
Oh, yeah. They have motivated me to upgrade my license. Because I want to get on HF. And I want to QSO all day long.
I haven't been on HF in a while. I go through phases. I have yet to do sideband on HF. Everything I've done has been digital mode, so I've yet to carry on an actual conversation on sideband.
Roger that. Hey, if you ever find out if anybody is showing like a Yaesu or an Icom HF transceiver for a decent price, let me know. Preferably, I would love to have one that does HF, VHF, and UHF, but if it's just a monobanded HF rig, I could do that too. or if it's got like a deal where you can get three grids, VHF, UHF, and HF monoband grids. I'd be happy to get that too. I want something that's not gonna quit working on me and that I can have for a long time, as long as I take care of it.
WWZ. Yep, I'll keep an eye out and let you know if I hear anything. The only one that I've got that's got all of it is a Yaesu 857D. And it's kind of a pain because, you know, I've got an ICOM 7300 that I can just plug straight into the computer, so that makes it really convenient. And, With the Yaesu, it being an older radio, you have to have, you know, all kinds of cables and boxes and stuff like that to do digital stuff with. So I don't use it a lot as far as transmitting. I usually use it for monitoring because it's on the other end of the house. So I'll use it for monitoring 2 meter 440 mostly, and then the ICOM I use for HF.
Roger that. Well, hey, if you ever
want
to get rid of that 857D, you know who to talk to.
After that, I hope to put it to good use once I get retired here in a few years. That's probably going to be my my traveling radio.
I can't tell you
how
much you it. It looks like it's a pretty nice compact radio that it does it all, so that's really nice.
That one is also the only one that I've got that will do FM side or, you know, 2 meter sideband. All the other ones are just FM, like this Kenwood is just FM, it won't do sideband. So yeah, I'd like to play around with some sideband stuff on 2 meter.
I did not know that 2 meters had sideband. I thought sideband was just limited to HF.
Sideband, KK1LL.
I don't know how many radios out there, you know, newer stuff that they're doing with sideband on 2 meter, but it is a thing. And, you know, old 11 meter, old CBs used to have sideband also.
Roger that. We have another station that's joined us. The station had just called in before the team started talking. Can you give us your call sign again and your name?
This is KK1LL. Name's Brad out of Charlotte.
KK1LL. My name is Chandler, and it's nice to meet you, sir. You have KO4WWZ and KN4CHY.
Good afternoon to both of you.
LL, KN4CHY. Yeah, sorry about that, Brad. I wasn't leaving enough room for you to get in there, I guess. I'm usually a little better about that. You're still sounding good.
Yeah, that's why I decided just to step all over you.
Booming in, I'm sure you can. Go ahead, Chandler.
I have a strong signal. I have a Motorola Maxtrack I'm using for a 2 meter rig in the car, so it doesn't have a frequency or nothing on it, so I can't really see the signal. I move. That's another reason I want to upgrade this radio too. Surely I've got the AZ-FTX-400M or the ICOM-5100A. There's just a lot of things that those radios can do. Stand by, say. Okay. And then there's, you know, they can do cost and repeat as well, since I have every little AZ-65R, I can crossband from the radio in the car to the HT.
A friend of mine that I got the 57 from, he does that. He's got a Kenwood. I don't remember the model of it, but he's got a Kenwood that will do crossband, and he'll sit out there on his little Yaesu handheld and crossband in the repeater from time to time. I hadn't heard him on here in a while, but when he is on here, that's usually what he's doing.
Roger that. I'm thinking that would probably be the Kenwood TNZ-71A, which is another one I'm looking to get. but it just does VHF, UHF analog. It doesn't do anything digital, like a packet or ADRS. Go ahead, sir.
Let me just butt in here for just a second, make a quick call. W4DJW, KJ4CTD.
KJ4CTD, W4DJW. Hey, Wyatt, I saw your beacon out there yesterday.
Okay, do you notice that I popped up another one?
No, I've got my head down in code right now, so I haven't looked out there recently. Is there a new one to look at? Okay, I'll go back and look at it. Have you discovered something?
All right, we'll see what happens. Let me know if I need to change the code on it.
Okay, good. Wonderful. Thank you. It's very much appreciated.
We'll give it back to the three folks that are in there. Get your 4CTD on the phone.
No, that's not what Wyatt was talking about. That's the Morse code on that is KO4HKX. That's Patrick. He's got his crossband repeater and it's self-identifying. And whenever anybody trips it, I believe whenever anybody trips it, and it hasn't identified in 10 minutes, it identifies.
Well, that's really cool. Now, that's another reason I want a daggone radio with crossband repeat. I love this hobby. It's just
interesting.
I love this hobby.
All right, I'll let you guys carry on. I'm going to stick my head back in the box. W4DJW.
K4CHY, KKE, KKE, I think it's KK5LL, go ahead.
KK1LL, yeah, I'm just made it to the other side of Greenville, finally. I got to find me a gas station here. I'm running on fumes.
Oh, no. You better get that car filled up quick.
I flew to Texas yesterday morning, got in a U-Haul, I've been driving since.
Wow. Yeah. Definitely think about getting you some rest, sir. That's a long drive.
I'll be listening for another couple minutes and I'll be away from the radio for a bit. KK1LL, I'll be back. Roger that. KK4CHY, peace, you still there? Is that what the deal is? I missed the earlier conversation when you started with me. I'm moving a friend of mine from Texas to North Carolina,
so I flew to Texas, rented a U-Haul, packed him up, and now I'm driving it back.
Yeah, I was wondering if you was just traveling back and forth to work or what the story was, but that answers it. Go ahead, Chad.
What kind of mobile rig are you using?
This is an ICOM IC-V8000 75-watt monoband.
What? Wow! That's a powerful radio. That's why they're coming into the repeater so good.
I got a full half-wave antenna on the roof, too, though.
Really explains why they're coming in so well. Doing good, there, Brad.
Appreciate you, sir. So, all right, I'm going to jump out and put some gas in this thing. KK1LL.
Roger that. Keith, have you ever looked at any of the radios I've mentioned to you?
Looked at the 5100, and I really, before I bought the 7300, I was looking really hard at the 7100. But then the 7300 had, you know, all the latest gadgetry on it, so being a nerd, that's what I ended up going with. Yeah, I like the 7100 because it does do 2 meter, I think 440 also.
Yep, I've looked at it too. I didn't know that the 7100 had even been in existence until I saw it on, I think, QRZ, and it gave me a link to DX Engineering.
The only thing I don't like about the radios at all home is that they're either $1,000 or they're either more than that. And, you know, that's a lot of money for a radio.
Roger, and I'm afraid that's probably going to be what you'll find, because I mean, as many hands as there are, there's not a lot of worldwide demand for this stuff. So, yeah, I think that has a lot to do with the pricing. I ended up getting my 7300 for, it was on sale for like $929, and then there was a $100 rebate, so I got it for $829. And now it seems like they're over $1,000 for the same radio.
So the iCom 7300, is it just a HF or is it all mode?
300 is 6 meter and HF. And for some reason it does not do D-Star. I haven't figured out why that is, but the other radio I'd really like to have is N4 DJC. Jerry has got one of those little ICOM 705s, and that one is HF 2 meter 440, and it does D-Star. And it just, for the life of me, I can't figure out why they didn't put D-Star in the 7300, but there you go.
Oh, well, I like, of all the radios I've mentioned, I really, really would love to find an ICOM 706 Mark II. If I could find one of those, not only is it a transceiver, it's compact enough, I could just make myself a mobile base station out of it, put it in a box, have an antenna, and I ain't got to really have a base station at the house. I can take my base station anywhere I want to go.
Right there in case somebody else wants to jump in. And like that 705, you know, that little thing is compact. It's got about the same screen that the 7300 is, and it's only a little bit bigger than the screen itself. I guess the biggest drawback is, you know, it is QRP radio, and that's probably the only reason. I mean, QRP intrigues me a lot, but I wouldn't want to have that as a primary station, because I'd like to pump out some wattage. You know, I'd like to have at least 100 watts for when I start traveling. But I don't know. It's just, there's so many advantages to that little radio. I'll probably end up with one over.
If I could just find it out, well, I'll make it myself in it. Situation where I just start making payments from a decent radio. I mean, if I can do that, I don't know. Do you know anyone that has ever made payments on a radio?
Don't know how you go about doing that unless it was like a credit card or a bank loan or something. And I don't think many banks do personal loans like they used to anymore.
A personal loan, it'd probably be for the house or a truck. I mean, from a radio, I would rather just make a deal where I paid somebody, you know, maybe $100 a month and have that radio paid for 9 months or whatnot.
Jim, I'm trying. Have you talked to Gary, KF4 DLS?
DLS? Yeah, I talked to him on film day. I know he said that there was a Yaesu FT990 on the swap net, which is, it's just an HF, but there's also a Yaesu 736R, which is a 2 meter 440 base station as well.
Quick question. Jim, what are you, a tech or a general?
I'm a tech right now, but I'm studying for my general, and if I can, I plan to try and be at the testing session
this month or the next.
Station, sorry, I forgot who the other person was.
CHY, it's Keith over in Seneca, over.